Drew and Stu are on the air.
Ready?
Whether you're fading with Drew or riding with Cam, this is the place to get your weekly NFL picks. Presented by Sports Interaction, Canada's sportsbook.
Everything you got, let's go.
Welcome to week 14 of the Drew and Stu podcast. I'm Drew Livingstone. That's Cam Stewart. Cam, week 13, our best bets were good besides one. And we got a big pie in our face. We said it was Houston's Super Bowl. We said Deshaun Watson would struggle, which we were right about. And Cleveland absolutely just demolished them with three defensive touchdowns.
Did they demolish him? Oh, okay. So we have a punt return touchdown.
Yep.
So no offensive points. We have a fumble recovery touchdown, and we have a pick.
Yep.
So all three points were scored off turnovers. And the backup, Allen, sucks more than Davis. Davis Mills, please come back. If Davis Mills starts that game, Houston probably wins outright.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad Kyle Allen is. I didn't think he was this bad. He is god awful. He sucks. Yeah. And for all everyone who could laugh at our picks, it was a good pick. But you know what? That happens sometimes. You're on the wrong side. What about the Niners over the Dolphins? All the other, like, we had a lot of, anyway, we had a lot of good stuff going on.
Bills, yeah.
I'm pissed about that game.
It's frustrated that Deshaun Watson's throwing passes into ankles. They can't even move the ball. They can't get any points. He throws a red zone pick. Like, it's 5-0 after the first, and you're like, oh, we're on the right side of this one. And all of a sudden, it's just punt return, pick six, fumble recovery touchdown. I'm like, oh, well, now it looks like we made the wrong pick, but I still believe we were on the right side in that, even though it wasn't even close in the end on the spread. But that's how it goes sometimes in the NFL. Anyways, we got our other two best bets right, both of us. You were on the Bengals. I was not. You were right about that one. I guess Joe Burrow just owns the Chiefs, eh?
He does, buddy. And we had a lot of good things going on, too. It could have been even better, but that's the thing. As I told you, Drew, like, I make bad statements on these shows, but I'm also, like, we were right about Deshaun Watson. I'm telling you, the Kansas City Chiefs are a very good football team, but they're not the same. The loss of Tyreek Hill gives them that, like, they're not the same. They can't just beat you in one big play. They're methodical now. And when you go and need longer drives, once in a while, the defense will make a play. You can't just beat you, like, instantly, like that quick strike.
What do you mean? They can just throw it up to Scantling three plays in a row and he'll catch one of them. I saw that one.
Yeah, you know what I mean, though. Like,
no, I agree with you.
Electrifying, and a lot of teams play that bend, don't break D. And Kansas City's very good, but they're beatable, as I said.
Yeah, there's no one that's unbeatable in the NFL right now. The Chiefs don't have that armor that they had the last couple seasons, even though the Bengals beat them anyway. All right, let's get into this week, Cam. The Raiders finally don't blow a lead. It looked like they were going to at the end of that game against the Chargers, but they were able to hang on. They're going to the Rams to take on, or LA to take on the Rams. The Rams are +6 at home. The Rams should have won that game against Seattle, Cam. What a comeback by Geno Smith. I was hoping, because I was on Cleveland in Survivor, surprisingly. I was like, oh, maybe they'll squeak it out. I was hoping for Seattle to lose, but they did not. They pulled it out. Where are you going in this one on Thursday night?
It's interesting. As I said, I'd prefer Perkins or Stafford to start. I think John Wolford is actually a...
Dude, he's trying his hardest to throw the ball, and it still goes only 20 yards. I was laughing that last play of the game. Yeah. He's got a guy running downfield. He just chucks it 30 yards to the linebacker.
He's got a weak arm, but I'll tell you one thing. He's a gamer. And I know I'm in love with every backup quarterback in the league, as you say. And, you know, on other shows that I do with other people, they're like, Cam, is there a backup you don't like? But the thing about Wolford is he's been in the system a long time. But you know what, Drew? I don't usually do this. I've been getting on the Raiders hard. Against Seattle, I knew this team is looking good. Jacobs is an animal right now, and this team is starting to figure out they're 5-7. Maybe they can go on a run. It's 6 now. The line's gone up. I got to take the Raiders by a touchdown in this game. I don't love it, and I usually take the home dog, but I can't do it. I think the Raiders are playing good football, and they beat the Rams by between 7 and 10.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Raiders, Cam. I just think the Rams season, like last week in the divisional game, that was their, like, this is our tough game. We want to make a statement, and they just couldn't. I mean, Wolford's just limited, and Seattle was able to throw all over them, even with Jalen Ramsey. So I think Vegas could too. Devontae's just looking like the best receiver in the league right now the last couple of weeks, and he can't be stopped. Their offense is moving it. I wish Darren Waller was back. That would make me more confident, but he's not. But I'm going with the Raiders as well. I think McDaniels has this figured out, and they have an outside chance at the playoffs. Their schedule's tough down the road, but if a few things break their way, or if they would have hung on to some of these 17-point leads they've blown, Cam, this looks like a playoff team.
I agree. I think the Raiders, and the thing is, McDaniels just needed to get out of Carr's ear. Now him and Adams got a little bit more of a chemistry. Jacobs is running, contract year. He's going bananas. And that's the thing about the Raiders. If they get any type of pressure from the likes of Max Crosby and stuff, they're actually not that bad of a football team. I thought they'd be a lot better this year. Now they're playing as such. And you know what? The Rams, I get it. They're getting a lot of points, but I just can't take them, Drew. So it's Raiders it is.
I agree with you. All right. Moving on to Sunday, we got Mike Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting Tyler Huntley and the Baltimore Ravens, Cam. You love backup quarterbacks. Do you love Huntley on the road as an underdog in Pittsburgh? 2.5 points.
Here's the thing. I like Huntley a lot better. I think he got thrown in the fire and he didn't play very well this week, but he is a very serviceable backup. Like, he's actually a guy that can beat you with his legs, and he's done better things before. I think people are going to look at what he did in the last game. They found a way to grind out a win 10-9. It was very ugly. I know we should have taken the points with Denver, Drew, but they're so bad. See, that's the thing. Some of these underdogs in the NFL cover, but this week I am going with the birds. You know, sometimes it's felines. Now it's the bird. Give me the Raven. Quote the Raven, I'll take 2.5 chirps with them against Pittsburgh. I think the Ravens defense shows up. I think they win this game outright. I'll take 2.5. Big game for the Ravens. They can't screw around here. I know the Steelers are still alive. Baltimore's a better football team.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you again, Cam. I mean, I love the Ravens when they have their backup quarterbacks in. They're the best team to bet on in the preseason with their backup QBs because they just don't lose football games. So if anyone's equipped to win with their backup, it's the Baltimore Ravens more than anyone else in the league. I'll stand by that.
Agreed.
And I just think three, like, you're giving me underdog. I think they should be favored. I know the Steelers are playing well lately, but they haven't gone on up against tough competition, right?
I know Steeler fan hates my guts or whatever, and I'm still bitter about the Super Bowl against the Seahawks when on Jerome Bettis, let's give him a ring day. I respect the Steelers organization and Tomlin, and I like some guys on that team, but I'm going to tell you, they're not that good. Atlanta could have beat them. Atlanta sucks. Baltimore goes in there and wins this game outright, and if we're wrong, we're wrong. I got to take the points.
Yeah, I agree. I like them on the money line as well. All right, and then it's a must-win for Baltimore, right? With Cincinnati right on their tails, they need this win to stay ahead in the division. If they lose this game, it's pretty much you're in the wild card, guaranteed. All right, the Cleveland Browns, Cam, going to Cincinnati, another divisional game. Bengals, 6-point favorites at home. After what you saw from Deshaun Watson, how can the Browns possibly keep up with the Bengals in this football game?
Drew, I'm going to tell you something, and you've been to the school of hard knocks with me as the teacher. Sometimes I'm right, but over the years, I give you some trends. Just take a look at this game. Line opens up 4.5 at Cincy 6. Bengals look great against the Chiefs. We were on Houston against Cleveland. That was a disaster. Cleveland should have won the game outright. I'm thinking about 80% of the public will be on Cincinnati by game time if it stays under a touchdown. Yep. Maybe it was vanilla. Maybe Deshaun Watson didn't do a lot of things in that game. It felt like a rope-a-dope. Here's the thing. If he does poorly, can we bring in Brissett for a couple of plays, or you just have to pay the man because he's back? Yeah. I don't know what happened. I think if there's trouble this week, maybe we see that, because Cleveland now is 5-7. They're still lingering and hanging, but I'm going to tell you.
And they dominated the Bengals last time they played.
Oh, sorry. I got another note in this game. Stefanski is 8-0 versus Cats. Like, Bengals and Jaguars. I know. I saw it on Twitter. Some guy goes, hey, Cam, this one's for you. I'm like, are you kidding me? I didn't even know that. That is. And anyway, so Cleveland Brown against another, and you know me, I love Cats, but Stefanski seems to be the cat catcher. I'll take the Browns +6, Drew, in a game where everybody's going to tease the Bengals. This could be a very dangerous game, in my opinion. Just saying.
I think I want to go with you on the Browns, Cam, but I think because Cleveland beat them earlier in the season with Chase back, I just think the Bengals are rolling. And you know, I'm not a Bengals fan. I think they're frauds. I've said it before. I'll say it again. But I just think Watson did not look good. And I love Deshaun Watson from his time at Clemson, but he did not look like he has it. I don't think he'll have it this week either. As much as you want to give the ball to Nick Chubb, I think the Bengals defense is looking better. So give me the Bengals +6. I don't like being Johnny Public with almost 80% of the public on the Bengals, but I have to go with them in this spot. All right. Where do you think Mystery Tiebreaker Man is on this one?
Bengals.
Correct. Mystery Tiebreaker Man is with me on the Bengals. And once again, everybody, these lines are all powered by Sports Interaction. Canada only, 19+. Please play responsibly. And please download and listen to the Drew and Stu podcast and all your audio platforms. That's Spotify, Google Play, Apple Podcast, YouTube, wherever you want. Like, subscribe, all the things. 5-star reviews. It helps us out, and it'll help us continue.
Maybe it keeps us employed. Maybe one day, you know, we'll actually, that's the thing. Like, all the little things, guys. I know sometimes you could laugh at our picks, you could like the picks or whatever. We're just trying to be here. We're a community. We try to help each other as best we can and give me and Drew like, I'm basically saying this, the more likes or whatever, we'll be around. So do us a favor.
Exactly. Moving on now, Cam, to the Buffalo Bills hosting the New York Jets. What a line this is. All of a sudden, the Bills are only 4.5-point favorites against the Patriots. They blow them out on Thursday like we said they would, and now they're 9.5-point favorites against Mike White and the Jets. Coming off of Braxton Berrios, a catch away from beating the Vikings on the road. Cam, tell me how the Bills can win this by 10 points, because I just think this might be too many points.
The thing is, it feels like a line to attract Jets money, and yeah, it's 10 points. One thing I know about Buffalo is they're getting defensive reinforcements back. And yes, you saw the Patriots, like, no offense, Mac Jones still is, you know, he can do a couple things. Like, White's good, but he'll make mistakes. And the thing is, it's not the right team to do it against. This guy could throw a pick six. This is the thing. I think Buffalo wins this game by 2 touchdowns, Drew. I'll tell you, I know the Jets, it's a divisional game, lots of points, but something in my mind is saying, don't fall for these points, Cam. Usually you take them. I want Buffalo Bill. I'm on them on Thursday. I think this is where the Bills go on their run and start to dominate and crush teams. And it starts with the Jets as they put their big, fat Buffalo paw on the Jet. And that Jet goes crashing into the ground. Bills by 14. Let's roll. And Magic Mike, he might be a lot of fun for a while. For all the good, he does bad too. He makes a lot of stupid plays. You'll make great plays. You'll make stupid plays, as I mentioned. The Bills in a romp.
I think the Bills win this game either by 2 touchdowns or 1, Cam. I just have to take the Jets in the spot. I don't like that it's the public back dog. I just think 9.5 points is a lot of points. I think the Bills could be up 17.
What the hell are you doing?
I think the Bills could be up 17 at the end, and then the Jets score a garbage time touchdown.
Yeah, and that makes it 10, Drew. Do your math. If they're up 16 and they get
maybe they go for 2, Cam. you get my point, okay?
Hey, I get your point. Back door's wide open. I just tell you why they could have made this.
It was the
line
same reason I took the line against the Bills. The back
could have made this line at 7.5, and you still would have got Jet money. Just be careful with these little like rope-a-dopes here. I don't know. You know what my problem is, Drew? I believe in too many conspiracies and weird things. That line's weird, and it tells me I want to be on the right side in Buffalo.
Yeah, like you said, they are getting some defensive reinforcements, but until Von Miller's back, I don't think it's good enough. Though they're getting Rousseau back, or they got Rousseau back. But anyways, we're on opposite sides. Where do you think Mystery Tiebreaker Man is on this one?
Oh, I wonder. Buffalo?
He is on the Jets. You guys are surprisingly
doomed. You guys are doomed. You're doomed. Both of you guys going against Buffalo. I can't wait. Oh man, if
I hope you're right. I wouldn't be upset.
Yeah, no, that's a good. I guess you're one of those guys. Well, I'll put money on the other team, so if I win, this way. I don't do that.
I don't like hedging my emotions
double.
Like that.
Oh God, I hate. I deal with so many people at work. It's like, well, you know, if I go the other way with my money, at least I'll be happy when my team wins. No, you bet on your team, you win twice.
Yeah, and then
or
I'm
you
upset.
Twice.
Then I'm upset when my team wins. So I'm like, oh, why didn't I just back them? Like, yeah, I'm not
Thank
as happy.
Thank you, Drew. I
agree.
That's stupid to me. But anyway, people can call me stupid. Let's go. Cats. All right. Tennessee
Titans hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence, Cam, I thought his career might be over the way his leg bent last week. Did you see that?
So
his entire his left leg twisted at 360. I was like, oh, that's torn MCL, ACL, PCL, meniscus, everything. And then he comes back in, and I was like, what? I was so shocked that he came back in that football game. Titans are favored by 3.5 after getting blown out by Philly. We said their secondary might have issues. We thought they were going to run the ball more. They just abandoned the run and tried throwing with Tannehill, and that's not what you want to do against the Eagles. You want to keep them off the field. 80% of the public, Cam, are backing the Titans as 3.5-point home favorites. This is a division game. This is a game the Titans need to win. I hate going with 80% of the public. That's alarm bells instantly that says, like, no, you got to go the other way. You cannot back with 80% because that means the line should be moving, but it's reverse moving. It opened at 4, and it's now 3.5 with 80% on that side, Cam. Are those conspiracy alarm bells going off in your head?
Of course they are, Drew. I wouldn't be me if they weren't. I wake up nervous. Hey, well, what's going on here? Somebody want my money? You know me. I'm always I always got problems. But here's the thing. The Jaguars also were horrible. And I mean awful against the Lions in the Battle of the Cats. But here's the thing. Tennessee, as we just taped this show, we do it earlier in the week, fired their GM.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on here. But Robinson's out. I don't know. Maybe there's something underlying here. And I know one thing. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars, they're one of those teams, once you think they're dead, they'll have like a decent performance. They're just a weird football team. I will take the 3.5 with Jacksonville. I think if Tennessee wins, they win by a field goal, and I'll win by that hook. As long as I get 3.5, 4, I'm on the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's not going to be easy. I just think Tennessee trips up this week. I think there's something brewing there.
I just think, Cam, I know 80% of the public's on them, but it's like the Titans have been disrespected all season. Like every time they're favoring a game, it's like, oh, why is this only 3.5? They're clearly a better football team. The reverse line movement scares me more than anything, more than the 80%, but I have to go with Tennessee here. I think with their GM being fired, AJ Brown got their GM fired with his performance. It was like, why'd you trade this guy? Like he clearly would have helped our football team. And like his 2 touchdown performance was like a big F you to the Titans. And it was ownership was like, yep, AJ Brown was right. Like you shouldn't have made that trade. You're fired. But I'm going to go with the Titans here, Cam. I have to disagree with you. I just don't think the Jags have it, and this is a must-win game for the Titans. Well, not must-win, but they want to keep their lead in the division. Mystery tiebreaker man is on the Titans with me. That's three straight. The tiebreaker man has been with me. That could be good, could be bad.
Love it. Bagman and you guys, where you guys are going to either be on a cruise ship drinking margaritas and partying with people, and or else you're going to be on a raft like in that movie with Tom Hanks talking to a volleyball. So yeah,
was a good guy. Okay.
I like Wilson.
All right. The Dallas Cowboys hosting the Houston Texans, the Battle of Texas. Dallas, 17-point favorites. 17. One of the biggest spreads we've seen this season. Houston, their defense played well last week against Cleveland. Their offense was atrocious. Dallas's defense is better than Cleveland's. I have to go with the Cowboys here, Cam, only because I don't see how Houston scores more than 13 points against Dallas. And if Dallas only has to get the 30, I think they do that pretty handedly at home. So give me Cowboys to win 27-10 and just cover the number. It'll be a push.
That'll be a push. So yep. How about 28-10? So you
okay?
Win
sure. Bet. Sure. 27-9. How about that?
What the hell are you doing, Drew? I love you, but honest to God, here's the deal. You know, the back door's open, but I'm not sure if Houston can find
See Matt Ryan against Dallas, Cam? That was embarrassing.
Yeah. Oh, buddy, the Colts were actually there in that game for a while.
Until the end, when they just went full. Yeah. Like, yeah.
That's what Dallas can do. Here's the thing. I'm officially done with Houston. Done. They've cost me probably about, think about it, Drew. All my big bets, the parlay.
You would have won. You probably would have won like 30 grand this year.
That's exactly the number. Yeah. Like I'm still up money in the season, and I'd be up another 30 grand if the Houston Texans were not in this league. You know what? They'll probably cover this week, and I'm betting this is a bet out of spite. I never would lay 17 with anybody, but Houston, this is because I hate your guts for not covering against Cleveland. Screw you, idiots. Give me the star in the Dallas Cowboys by 21. Let's go.
The only way Dallas doesn't cover this game is if they're sleepwalking. Like, hey,
yeah,
we don't
that's all. Well, if they don't try, that's la-di-da. The only way Houston doesn't cover. If Dallas doesn't show up, or they went out to the club the night before and are like hungover or wasted, if they show up refreshed and had a good breakfast and like actually didn't party on the weekend, Houston's dead.
Yeah, and the public is back in Houston, which I like. I like that the public's betting on the Texans. All right. An NFC East battle here. The Eagles going to New York to take on the Giants. The Giants are 6.5-point home dogs. Cam, we saw the Eagles absolutely dominate the Titans. We've seen them lose a game to Washington 2 weeks ago. Which version of the Eagles are we going to get in this game? Is it going to be the one that almost lost to the Colts and lost to Washington, or is it going to be the one that dominated the Titans and blew out the Vikings? Which one?
You start.
All right. I got to take the Giants at home. Sorry, I got to take the Giants at home in this one. Division game, 6.5 points. That's a lot of points, Cam. We've seen the Eagles in division games have been tighter than they think. Give me the Giants plus 6.5. I would not be shocked if the Eagles go in and just blow them out of the water. But because it's a division matchup, I have to take the points at home. I don't think the Giants win, but I think they cover.
This is a very difficult game for me, Drew. I'm like right down the middle on it. I think it's a good number at 6.5. Like, I think the Eagles are probably going to win by between 6 and 8 points. I'm going to go with the Eagles just to be different from you. This seems like a good teaser game. I don't think the Giants are going to win outright, but I'm going to take Philadelphia. I just think they're a much better team than the Giants. Their offense is so prolific. And one thing about the Giants is, they're okay, but it's just one of those things. They're kind of finding themselves is like, what are they, Drew? They're not a 7-4 football team, in my opinion. I really like the way they grind. Yeah, sorry. Excellent point. Here's another thing about the Eagles. You got to believe these guys are 5-0 on the road. Well, they're 11-1 football team, so their one loss came at home. They don't cover numbers at home on the road. That's interesting. 1-4, and the Giants are 5-2. I guess I'm going against the trend. Mm-hmm. Give me the Eagles to win by 8 squawks, and they'll cover 6.5 squawks.
I think this might be the most rushing yards we see from quarterbacks in a game this season. I'm going to expect like 120 from Hurts and maybe like 85 from Daniel Jones. So we will see. I think Dable has some stuff to spruce up that Giants offense. Darius Slayton looks unreal the last couple weeks, Cam. He looks like they found a weapon there. It'll be a tough game. Mystery tiebreaker man is on your side for once with the Philadelphia Eagles. The public is going to love filling this game as well, Cam.
Mystery tiebreaker. What's his favorite grocery store in the States? Publix. With an X. You ever been to Johnny Publix when you're down in Florida? Anyway, well, you guys, but hey, Drew, sometimes Publix wins, sometimes they lose this next game.
Exactly. I think if you like Philly, you bet it now, because I think this could go to 7. And if it goes to 7, I think you want the Giants side.
I agree.
All right. This game, this line makes no sense to me, Cam. So you're going to have to explain it. The Detroit Lions are 2.5-point favorites at home hosting the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings, all they've done is just win football games. They're 10-2, only two losses on the season. And you're telling me the Lions are favored against them? I mean, what's going on here with this line, Cam? Am I just reading the tea leaves wrong?
No, you're not reading the tea leaves wrong. The thing is, the Dallas Cowboys went into Minnesota and killed them. Minnesota should have lost to the Jets.
Yep.
The Detroit Lions are a hot team. You're right. I looked at this line. My first instinct is I'm getting 2.5 with the Minnesota Vikings. Give me Detroit in this spot, Drew. They're just a good football team right now. They're playing great football. I actually did Detroit on our show and changed it to Jacksonville on my Fan 590 show I did on Sunday. And I don't know why I did. It was just something got in my head about Lawrence playing well. And it was the complete opposite. If I stuck by my guns, it would have been one of the best weeks ever, but I teased them too. Lost both bets there. I'm taking Detroit. I'm not getting in front of this freight train. The Detroit Lions are a 5-7 team. Yeah. Look what they've done the last few weeks. Win. All they do is win. And all
they
do is
cover. Lost to Buffalo.
Yeah. Yeah. And they could have won that game. And Buffalo is one of the best teams in the NFL.
I agree.
So you know what? I will call them a freight train. Sorry. Like they're hot. Give me the Lions.
You love your home. Your home.
Here's
cats.
A Viking. And this, he's going to put his paw right through the Viking as he leads
out. I just think, give me a Viking with a sword and shield over a lion any day of the week, Cam.
The lion's pretty agile. He can jump on him and it doesn't matter about a sword and shield if he's got his teeth in his neck.
That's fair. I just think you're giving me the better quarterback mark and better team all around as underdogs. I don't get it. The public is backing the Lions in this spot. I can't bet on the Lions against the Vikings. Just on paper, the Vikings should win this game. Like if they want to compete for the one seed, which I think they do, they got to win this football game and you're going to be them as an underdog. So they only have to win. They don't even have to win, Cam. If the Lions win, the Lions could win this game by 1 point. I just don't see the Lions winning this by more than one if they do win. So give me the Vikings, and mystery tiebreaker man is on Minnesota with me going against the public. Surprisingly, I just don't know what this is. And this may be in my minerals, Cam. We will see. All right, moving on. The Chiefs going to Denver to take on the Broncos, and Mr. Unlimited, who can't throw passing touchdowns this season, just 8 through 13 weeks, Cam. It makes no sense. My favorite TikTok is the one where it's like, has he caught up to how many washrooms he has in his house? And the answer is no. He has 12 bathrooms in his house and only 8 passing touchdowns. And they keep saying,
wow,
when's he gonna catch
washrooms are covering the spread.
Yeah.
-3. They got 4. Wow.
Yeah,
so you're telling me he's got 12 bathrooms. That's another thing about being rich. I don't know. Like, do you really need that many rooms? Like,
Cam, get this. He has 4 bedrooms, but 12 bathrooms in this house. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, guess he's got, does he have a stomach issue? Or Russell Wilson, instead of eating chocolate, I guess he goes to the store to buy X-Lax.
Russ sandwich is making him need to have 12 washrooms.
Yeah, he ate some bad guacamole at Bowl Away. But anyway, I'm done. Like, I'm just, I'm done. You know what? You go. I start this one, please.
I'm going Denver.
Am
I crazy?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Kansas City is one of those teams. They're great. But now Denver's at home getting 9. I know these guys suck, but I could see KC winning by like literally a touchdown. And one thing, Drew, I actually think KC might be up like 13 and Russell will finally get that backdoor cover. Not another bathroom. He won't catch him yet, but he'll gain 1. He's almost there. I think we can get a late touchdown. Denver loses by like 7. It's 9. Give me the Bronco. Come on, Russell. Show up.
We've seen the Chiefs sleepwalk through games so far this season. That game against the Jaguars is a prime example of that. If they cover the 9, we're not going to be shocked. But I just have to go with the 9-point underdog at home in a divisional matchup. I think Denver's defense is good enough to keep this close. And maybe Russ can score some points. Like, they have only scored over 18 points once this season, Cam. It's so embarrassing. But, like, I think if they can finally get back to that 16, 17 points, I think they cover this number, because I don't see the Chiefs scoring 30 on this Denver defense. I see them scoring maybe 24. So if you can just get me 2 touchdowns in the game, Denver, you'll cover. So please just do that. So we are both on the Broncos. Probably going to be on the wrong side of this, Cam, let's be honest. Russell Wilson has not been good to us this season, though he did cover last week. And they should have won outright. It's pretty embarrassing that they didn't. What a terrible football game that was. All right, moving on. Carolina and going to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. 81% of the public is on the Seahawks in the spot, Cam. 3.5-point favorites at home. Listen, they cut Baker Mayfield or waived him. Sam Darnold is now their starter the rest of the season. Do you like them as 3.5-point underdogs? They are the Cats. They are on the road, but it's your Seahawks. So you tell me.
The thing about the Seahawks is they've been really bad lately. Like, they're coming down to earth. They weren't supposed to be
their
a good
defense
team
has not
year.
Been good. And no. Their defense was great at the beginning of the year.
It's concerning. That line opened up at 6. Now it's 3.5. I think the bettors kind of know something. Seattle's not blowing
But everyone's their betting line on Seattle. This is a Vegas conspiracy theory right here. It's 81%
so
betting
so
on
who
Seattle.
Do you like? Who do you like?
I have to go Seattle still. This is the biggest trap ever, though. The fact that there's been a 2.5-point line movement with the 80% on Seattle makes no sense. But
let's do our – I almost don't want this game to count against our record. Carolina's going to probably cover in this game, but I can't do it. I'm taking Seattle, and I want to see if this test proves true. That is a crazy line move, Drew. That's steam personified, 6 to 3.5. Carolina's got a good defense and stuff, too. And the way – you know what? Carolina can run Foreman. I'm going to tell you, Seattle might lose this game, but I'm going to bet them because they're my team. Guys, if you're watching this show, I just want Seattle to win and make the playoffs. It's been a great year. I know we're playing with house money, but don't be surprised if Carolina covers and maybe wins. I'm taking Seattle begrudgingly.
This is probably the weirdest line movement we've seen this season. The fact that 81% is on one side and it's dropped almost 3 points makes no sense. This is definitely the definition of Vegas saying, give us your money. And we're lining up to give them our money, Cam, which I don't like. This is usually our alarm bells that we automatically bet on the underdog Cats, especially you, but it's almost like your heart just can't do it against your Seahawks. Let's see if we're right. We'll see next week. If we're right, then we know for now to never trust Vegas or to always.
Well, there's a lot of the games read these like signs. This week, right? We'll see what you know what I'm going to do a documentation of steam moves and see how they do next week. And we'll present it off the top of the show, like crazy stuff, reverse line movement. We'll see how those games go. What do we got next?
Tampa going to San Fran to take on Brock Purdy. He's 3.5-point favorite. Cam, Tampa should have lost last night against New Orleans. The Saints let them off the hook. Mark Ingram not getting that first down was the biggest joke I've ever seen. He just reached the ball.
Hey, we were on the Saints. We covered. I'm glad we didn't take the money line because I would have snapped last night.
I was on Tampa Cam, so I got that game wrong. But
okay. It's okay, Drew. I was, made some mistakes
but,
last
but
week.
I wanted the Saints to win because I was watching. I was like, you know what?
You know what?
Saints win.
I didn't care about my record, Drew. I'll start. I'm betting San Francisco at a spite. I'm so sick and tired of these late comebacks by Tom Brady. It's that the Bucs suck. Honestly, like if they didn't have half the defense they had, they'd be like 6-6. They're a joke. The Saints looked awful in that game early too, and they should have won that game with Andy Dalton. You know what? I don't care about Brock Purdy. I'll tell you one thing. If San Francisco's D is motivated and Tom Brady doesn't know the refs as he's getting there, like trying to get up off the turf, he might not finish this game. I don't care if it's Purdy. He did enough against Miami. Give me San Francisco in this game. You know what? Signs are probably pointing to Tampa Bay. Ooh, they're going to make a little bit of run with Tom Brady for ratings. I don't care. Give me the 7th rounder out of Iowa State. Cyclones it is with Purdy. Give me the Niners by a touchdown. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you, Cam. I can't trust Tampa to win this, to stay within 4 points in this game. They haven't done that against any good teams this season. The Saints game, they should have lost outright last night. They got lucky on this comeback because Dalton just went full Dalton in the fourth quarter and just forgot how to play. And Mark Ingram's running out of bounds 1 yard short for no reason with no one near him, making them punt from the 40-yard line with 1 yard to win the game. Like, what are these coaches doing? Like, you're going to be aggressive all game. Then when there's 1 yard to get a first down in the fourth, you're like, let's punt it on the 40. Some of these decisions make no sense, Cam, but I'm going to go with San Fran as well. This might be in my mineral picks because I just don't think Tampa keeps up with them in this game, regardless of who's playing quarterback. All right, the Chargers hosting the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins coming off their probably worst game of the season. Tua's worst throwing performance for sure. He essentially got Waddle hurt throwing him into coverage, and then was throwing picks, falling over. Like, it was a disaster for Tua out there. The Chargers 3-point home underdogs. Cam, you can start this one. Where do you think? You think the Dolphins just blow them out? The Chargers are really banged up, so it could happen.
I'm surprised at the low number. That's why I'm going to take the Chargers. The thing about the Chargers is, I don't know why I'm betting. Like, the Raiders beat the crap out of them, but why isn't this line like 6? It's one of those things, Drew, I'm perplexed. Like, the thing is, Miami, I didn't see like what I saw. Tua made some really bad throws against the Niners, and I know their defense is scary, a hell of a lot scarier than the Chargers, but the Chargers offense can still do some things. I think this game is surprisingly close. And if Miami wins, they'll win by 3. I'm getting 3 points. I wish it was 3.5 or 4. I'm not. Give me the lightning bolt to finally shock somebody and do something good for a change. I'll take the Chargers. This is a must win game for them as a 6-6 football team.
I can't back the Chargers the way they've been playing.
No, I know.
Their offensive line can't block anybody. Their defense is banged up. Their receivers are banged up. like Herbert's having to play hero ball and he's not playing the greatest this season. I mean, I got to give him some credit though, because his offensive line's in shambles. But if you can't block for him, just take him out of the game because you're going to get him hurt. I just think Miami's explosive offense can win this game by more than three. They're the better football team on paper. I think this is a huge game though. Tua versus Herbert. This is the battle of the 2020 draft. A lot of people saying that they take Tua over Herbert right now just because of this season. I strongly disagree with that, but that's besides the point. Give me the Miami Dolphins by three in this spot. And mystery tiebreaker man is on my side. Not quacking. What do you call a dolphin sound? Like beeping? Like
they do. Like they just go in the water. Yeah, they're just weird. They make, I don't know. Dolphins are hard to make. I have to listen to a tape and I'll try to do better next week. All right.
Well, I'm on the Dolphins. You're on the Chargers. Good luck backing Herbert with your money, Cam. I will say that.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. And Monday night football.
It's like what my boy says, thoughts and prayers with your money. Exactly. Yes, exactly. We could be in big trouble.
Monday night football, the New England Patriots going to Arizona to take on the Cardinals. Cardinals 1.5 point dogs at home. New England coming off performance on Thursday that they got destroyed, but they now have 11 days to get ready for Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury. Cam, I can start this one. Give me the Patriots. I never believe in Arizona. I believe in Bill Belichick and that defense to slow this offense down. Yeah, you're giving me them on the road. It's only 1.5, so it's essentially who you think is going to win, and I think New England wins this football game.
The more I think about it, this week's tough. I thought we were going to have fun, and these games are very difficult. I'm going to take the Cardinals and not doing it with any type of confidence. I think this game is going to be like right down to the wire, Drew, and it's probably smart that you're taking the dog. Actually, no, you're taking the favorite. They're minus 1.5. Ooh, I get 1.5 with the card. How about Patriots by one and I win by the hook? That would really piss you off. So if you like New England, Drew, play them on the money line just to be safe, because we've 100%. Seen these movies before. Kyler Murray and this team are, yeah, you're right. They're a 4-8 football team. They're 1-5 at home. They're 3-7 in their last games. They're not good. But you know what? I don't believe in New England either. So I think the Cardinals are going to win this game by three in a real tight one. So give me the damn Cardinals. Cheap, cheap, cheap. Let's go.
All right.
Actually, it's only done 1.5. Cheap, cheap.
Yeah. It's a little
plus
little
cheap, 1.5, cheap. Right?
Yeah. Where do you think Minerals? Mystery Tiebreaker Man's going on?
Oh, Mystery Tiebreaker is going with the Cardinals because he hates the Patriots, right?
Incorrect on New England Patriots, surprisingly.
I think Mystery Bag Tiebreaker Man.
He's all over the place this week.
Oh, this guy, dude, this guy's obviously got personal problems. He's rattled this week.
He's just all over the place. Just like, yeah, I'm just throwing, he's just throwing darts.
Yeah, this guy works at a dart factory. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, all right. Amazing. Let's get our best bets of the week. Once again, the lines are all powered by Sports Interaction. Canada only, 19 plus. Please play responsibly. Cam, we can start with our bronze picks. Would you like me to begin?
Yes.
My bronze this week is the Minnesota Vikings as underdogs on the road in Detroit. I won't even take them by plus 2.5. Vikings money line, it's probably plus 120. Give me the Vikings to win this game outright. I think this line is a joke. It was almost my gold, but I'll take it as my bronze. What is your bronze?
Well, some stats you just can't deny. Stefanski 8-0 versus cats. A Bengal is a cat, a tiger, whatever you want to call, from the feline family. I don't think Cleveland, they were horrible last week and we got screwed in that game, Drew. It was just really bad luck. But I also think they were running some vanilla plays and stuff, kind of playing coy. This is a big game for them. And I think it's a closer game. Divisional game, Cleveland versus Cincy. I'll take 6 with the Browns, please.
I like that pick. I didn't agree with it, but I do like your cojones back in the Browns.
Thank you.
If they win, then you got to take all the credit, Barry Horowitz. All right, my silver pick, Cam, is the San Francisco 49ers. I think they're a way better football team, regardless of who's quarterback against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They got to win by 3.5. I think they can win this game by 10 plus. So give me San Fran.
I like it. My silver pick, I am going to go with Baltimore. Plus 2.5 against Pittsburgh. We both like this game. I think Baltimore wins outright. I don't mind Huntley. He got thrown into that game after Jackson, got hurt. And, he came back and won the game. It wasn't pretty, but Baltimore's going to put it together. You know what? I like Baltimore as a dog, not a favorite. And we're getting 2.5. I think if the Steelers win, it's between 1-3 and we're getting the dog. So I think Baltimore wins outright. Tight game, but I will take the pooch. Give me Baltimore. Go Ravens.
Cam, I'm going to be on your side because my gold pick is the Baltimore Ravens, not on the spread. I'm doing it again, going money line on the underdogs.
But you could tip on the show. You take the.
Oh, no, I know. But I'm saying my gold pick is the Baltimore money line. So I'm giving you even a harder choice. So I will go gold, Ravens money line. I just think that they're a better football team and this is a must-win game for them. So give me the Baltimore Ravens. Who is your gold pick?
I need help, Drew. I don't know what to do with it.
Well, you had lots of options that you loved. You did like the Broncos. You did like San Fran. You did like you didn't like Seattle. Actually, you liked the Lions.
I took Seattle, but begrudgingly, you know what? I might do something crazy. I want the Buffalo Bills -9.5 as my pick. I'm going to regret this because I think Denver's going to cover and whatever, but you know what? Give me Buffalo. I think this line is a trap. I think it's there to get Jet money, divisional game. I don't care. Mike White, I got to give the Jets credit. They could have beat Minnesota in that game, but Buffalo is a superior football team and they're at home. And I think the thing is, if Buffalo gets up, White will make some mistakes and things will kind of progress like tumbleweed, Drew, and it'll get worse and worse and worse. Bills by 16, I think they'll cover the 9.5. Let's go.
I hope you're right, Cam, as a Bills fan. Other choices I would have liked to put in my minerals, but I have no space, is the Oakland. The Vegas Raiders, I like them by 6 on Thursday night, but yep. I don't like it enough to be in my top three. Okay, moving on, Cam, to some survivor selections. Some pools are still open. I'm still alive in mine. Not a lot of options left.
Good for you. Can you give me some money?
It's tough. It is for
what do you got?
It's over for over 50 grand, so I want to win it. So our options are Seattle this week, nope. San Fran. Don't really have another option, Cam. I'm trying to think. Chiefs, RDU's Philly.
To be honest with you, I trust San Fran more than Seattle. That's just my opinion. But if you lose, see, as we said, I don't like giving people survivor picks. It's your money, it's your decision. Don't ask for my advice because if it gets wrong, you're gonna like call me up and like, but that's the thing. Just don't ask for advice. You got to do it yourself in survivor pools. It's just one of those things because the person, I feel guilty too. If I give you a wrong pick, it's up to you. Yeah. It's your money, your life. So, you know what? But I'm just saying, Drew, as a suggestion, I think San Francisco is a better bet than Seattle this week for some weird reason.
Yeah, what about Miami over LA? It's tough.
I lean Miami. They're all 3.5 points. Isn't that wild?
I know. All the big favorites are all taken already. It's okay, this year.
Do you have the stones to take
Raiders already gone. Ravens already gone.
Oh, Raiders are gone. Okay. Yep, use them. Bills are obviously gone. Dallas is gone.
Bengals are gone. Chiefs gone.
Eagles have you taken gone. New England?
No, but
you like them over Arizona, but no, I like Arizona. Don't listen to me. You know what I would do? I would take San Francisco, but I worry that Tampa Bay won that game against New Orleans and maybe they get some like mojo off that, but
yeah,
I don't know. I think the chart, no,
it's down to Seattle or San Fran. So I don't know.
Miami.
I do like Miami, but they could easily lose that game. That's a road game. Like I hate picking road teams, but I also hate picking division games, and that's what Seattle is. So
have you used Philly.
Yep. World of hurt. It's week 14, Cam. It's not a lot of options.
I get you. You're on your own. So
that's why I was pissed because there was only 8 of us left. 4 people were on Seattle. They could have lost, and another 2 were on Tampa last night. They should have been out. I was not happy with that. What about
you? Use the Bengals.
Yep, already used the Bengals.
God help us. I would go with San Francisco, but it's your life, buddy. I wish you luck.
Nothing Brock Purdy, laying the money down with Brock Purdy, mystery relevant. I like it. Might have to go with that, Cam. All right. Thank you all for watching and joining us and listening to us in this week 14 Drew and Stu podcast. May all of your best bets hit. Hopefully all of ours do as well. And we will see you next week in week 15. Please hit like and subscribe and rate and review the podcast on all audio platforms. Thanks for listening and watching, everybody.
This has been Drew and Stu, presented by Sports Interaction, Canada's Sportsbook. Follow Drew at Producer Drew and Cam at Cam Stewart Live. May the winners be yours and all of the best bets hit.